Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rozaff, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com. And I just want to—I'm just so excited to talk about a little bit about some of the things that are going on energetically this evening, and how we can raise our vibration. This is a huge thing. A lot of people are asking me, "What is going on?" There's just so much energy out there. And so much that we need to do to balance things. And, you know, there's a lot of things on an elemental way, energetically, and different things that are, they're offered to us where we can actually bring to us heaven on earth. And sometimes we hear that term, heaven on earth, and we wonder, you know, is that really possible? Because we, you know, that, you know, there's that, you have to die, and in order, when you die, then you can get to the next space that you want to get to. And the truth is there is a deeper way to, I mean, there's another way to go, and it's a way of dying in the spirit. And I don't even want to say dying of the spirit, maybe putting to death our old ways and actually embracing your spirit, raising your vibration. And one of the ways to do that, a lot of it, and I'm going to start out, is a lot of that has to do with a simple consciousness that we need to bring to ourselves. And I want to bring to you a very, very special teacher, somebody that has helped me on my journey. Her name is Beth Lynch, and she is a medium and intuitive. She is a spiritual guide. Her website is innerlightteaching.com. That's innerlightteaching.com. And without further ado, Beth Lynch. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Kimmy. Hi.
I want to apologize a little bit. I took my kids yesterday to Cedar Point, and we were out in the cold, and so I've got a little bit of a cold, so you have to, I really, really am sorry about that. And, but I'm so excited to talk to you because I really, really, I've been getting messages. I got a message from someone tonight on Facebook who said, "What's going on? My energy just feels like it's like sonic waves are so loud. It hurts their ears and their body is just very tired in the process of almost like they're passing out trying to step back into a consciousness that just, it's like being consciously unconscious." So I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit about what's going on and how people deal with this right now, because to me, is, I don't know if I want to call it a crisis, it's something that needs to balance and happen.
Yeah, it's, you know, I feel like these waves every 3 weeks are coming in. They're like these tidal waves. And as a medium, the spirit world has taught me so much, the communication and, you know, what you were starting out with when you were saying, you know, heaven on earth. And if you think of the Lord's Prayer, on earth as it is in heaven. And I couldn't help but think of that, you know, when you were saying those words, because I feel that one of the biggest teachings and things that I've learned with the spirit world is that their message to us, whether this be a sibling or a parent or a grandparent or a good friend that's crossed over, the messages seem to be very consistent with, you know, on earth as it is in heaven. We are here to communicate, to help you see the perception, that you can have this perception that we now see in heaven on your earthly journey. And I feel that, you know, going back, you know, I've been channeling, you know, consciously on purpose for, you know, 16 years, or probably 15 years now. And, you know, we're always a medium. We're always a channel of energy and through our intuition, and there's suppressing it, and there's fear of it, and there's all these things that can go on with that. But this whole vibrational, you know, shift that's going on, and, you know, my feeling with the 2012 is that, like, it's the new energy and it's the brightness. But, you know, like you were saying with the death, it's the death of what no longer serves us, whether it be in our relationship with who we are, with ourselves, the relationship with that we have with God, the divine, the relationship we have with a significant other, the relationship we have with, you know, parents, siblings, friendships, our career, our finances. This is all energy relationship. And all the lower frequency that will resonate through it will affect our bodies. And that's why the bodies are feeling, you know. I almost, you know, feel that, you know, there's so many people, like, you know, lately you hear the cancer word and you hear, you know, it's like so many people all of a sudden they're like, Beth, why are so many people in brain tumor, you know, and brain tumors lately, this thing with tumors and liver. And liver holds anger. That chakra connected to our liver is the anger center. And people hold anger and bitterness for eons, you know, eons of time, you know, and decades. So it's going to manifest, and the energy is needing to express itself. And no matter what vibration it is running through you, it is going to be, it is going to express itself. And I think that that's what's coming to the surface now. What isn't serving us is manifesting now, whether it be in our bodies, you know, or, you know, emotion and thoughts, and that's where it begins, and then it will come into the body. So I think you're, that screaming, like you were saying, that it is, it's like a wave inside of you telling you something's just not right, you know. I'm not feeling comfortable in this situation. I'm not sure. When you have all these questions of low vibration going out, you need to start transforming them into a higher way of looking at it. Instead of, help me, what do I do? Maybe shift it into, I am open to the divine guidance and divine direction of this relationship, of this choice, of this, you know, situation. Put out some clear intention. Don't let your intentions be wavy and like roller coasters up and down. One day you're up, one day you're down. You know, you're in control of that much more than you realize. And we're all riding, and, you know, we're all in this energy together. And as a human being, we're wired as a spiritual being, more so. We're wired to deal with all the things that are around us, you know. And we have, you know, taken the easy way. We've overanalyzed. We've done a lot of things as a species, but that's part of our growth, you know, of who we are. So I think that when you take all this into play, and, you know, those listening, you know, their hearts are beating fast right now, or their stomachs are turning, and they're feeling, this is me, because it is you. You know, there isn't anyone, and I know you do intuitive guidance as well, and mediumship, and you're hearing it too. People are coming, like, everything's coming up to the surface, right in front of your face, and it's slapping you. If it wants out, it's slapping you. And, you know, they really want us to see the perception of what it is from the heavens view. That's why I feel mediumship has become so much more accepted and mainstreamed and respected, because it is about helping us. You know, they want to help us.
And it's the feeling. I just got this really strong feeling when you say that. And I can tell you and tell everyone that Beth has been such a blessing in my life, where she takes just taking the time to, you know, send me a message of just grounding and how are you doing, and then the channeling and that what you've given to me is such a gift, and given to some very close friends of mine that you've guided them, that, you know, in that we need people who are aware like you to just, you know, in a way where, how do I say this? It's just like you hold the space to help us to see this. We do it on our own, but we need that extra assistance. And I'm going to give out the number. It's 888-815-9756. This is a very, very special, special night on interviews, because we're talking about something that is so, so important. It's about really raising your vibration, about getting through all the, I want to call it calamity, and I have a hard time because I don't want to be negative, you know. It's not about being negative, but to a lot of people, it feels like calamity. And Richard wants to know, he says, this all sounds good and well, but where do you start?
Well, you definitely, and it's so important to start with the relationship that you have with God, the divine, whatever words, oneness, whatever words you want to call it, you know, the divine intelligence. I'm comfortable with the word God, and I know everyone has their own. Some people it's Buddha, you know, the enlightened one. Live in a state of understanding that the relationship that you have with your spirit is so important. The first minute of the day, so important. Why do we keep making it complicated? Spirit has, I love when spirit, when I'm in a meditation or if I'm doing a reading and I get this question back. Well, I'll never forget 1 week, it was like everybody said, well, I want to be more spiritual and I need more time for my spiritual stuff. And I was like, this voice yelled in my ear, well, stop separating the two. Tell them to stop separating the two. And I'm like, well, we got to stop separating the two, you know, and as I'm giving the message, I'm receiving this understanding myself, like, why do we separate it? We need, you know, the physical world for our spirit to express itself in a human form, to learn. So
and
that's
that,
separating it. We got to
when
stop.
You're so it's separating that, but also finding the grounding in it. And so let's separate it. Let's look at both sides of it. Let's do this. Put our hands on the cup and then say, where do we start? So separating it. Can you give us a process? Give us some, you know, 1, 2, 3. I know it's not that
okay.
easy, but.
Yeah, like you mean to stop doing the separation?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay. If you, to stop separating, first you have to, and again, you start your day. Let's take it daily. Let's keep it simple and in the basics. So start your day with a morning of clear intention to be in unity and to walk in the divine light and truth of my journey today. Okay, so now you've woken up in the morning, you've taken that deep breath, you've initiated a true connection with your spirit, because you can. Then you start your day and you start walking through certain thoughts and feelings. Use something to make the to actually have to make a separation to a lower way or lower vibrational thought process that you may have instilled in yourself along the way. Well, who hasn't? We're going to have them. But do we repeat them over and over? And are we stuck in a certain thought, whether it be about a choice or a job or a relationship you're in? Okay? You need to start taking those lower vibrational thought patterns and separating them from your higher so you can become more aware of when you're thinking in lower frequency. So you got all day long to do this. And it's simple because you stop and think. Every few minutes, I love to do this sometimes, every few minutes you just take a moment. Well, does that feel good to think? You know, if something make, you know, even if you're gossiping about somebody, you know, say, you know, oh God, I don't even like to think that I would do that now, but I'm probably human. I'm human. I'm sure I do, but I become aware of it. If you're saying something that isn't nice about somebody else, you're making a judgment. It's a frequency. Okay? We're human beings. We do it. So become aware of it and stop yourself in these little opportunities that you have all day long. You know? Another thing you can do at the end of the day is do a separation of thought, of let go and let in. I do this with my son since he's 5. He's 10 now. He won't go to sleep without it. And he's actually waiting for me to be done to do it. He's going to be up a little later tonight Aww. Than usual. But you do a let go, let in. And I just say to him every night, well, is there anything about today that you want to let go of? Something that made you sad or confused or angry? And he'll tell me one thing. Sometimes he'll tell me a couple things. He's 10. How difficult can it be? But there are things that he would have stored inside of himself, you know, and maybe not known quite what to do with it. Well, as adults, we got some bigger things, okay? So sometimes maybe just taking that piece of paper or a notebook and putting let go on one and let in on the other, and start with your let go first, and know that everything that you put in there, you are choosing to let go of the what no longer serves you in that experience, that relationship, that thought. And then take your let in and write something you're grateful about or something that made you happy that day. And start separating the energy. I mean, not everybody needs to write. Some people can do it in their mind. But if you got a busy, busy mind, you may need to write for a while because it's really going to make it more tangible. And, you know, there's just a few things you can do throughout the day right from the beginning You know, I don't start my day without, I mean, I'm open my eyes in the bed and just immediately take a deep breath and say, may divine order and divine truth and divine light be with me, and I am grateful to be, excuse me, to be a channel of light today for those who call upon me. And then I'm replenishing, and I walk in unity with myself and spirit as one. I love those because it shows my spirit and myself that they are going to be one together today, no matter what I have to face. Whether it's a flat tire, a loss of someone I care of, a day of cancellations and appointments. I mean, you know, things that happen in life. Or, you know, just things, you know. I'm there too.
Yeah. And when you talk about the things, I have 5 kids and even though
things. You got a lot of things there.
Yeah, but and even though, you know, one's in college and the other one is, you know, she's off and she has a family of her own, those things still there. You know, it's almost like I just got this, you know, sense it's a sense like, wait a minute here. It's almost like the things I could do before, I can't. It's like time is speeding up so quick. Mm-hmm. How do you do them all?
Mm-hmm.
You know, my one friend, girlfriend calls me Superwoman, and I say to her, don't call me that because it's something that's heavy. It's a heavy, heavy feeling and a heavy responsibility because I just want to be me, you know,
right.
And I want to
mm-hmm.
be in the moment. And it's, you know, Superwoman, you know, at one time it's something we all strive for. We strive for it, but it's like, wait a minute here. Can we just be in our super self, our
yes.
higher self, and,
yep.
and
our
be
divine self? You know, divine diva is a good one. I love the divine diva sometimes for the girls.
I like
you know, like
that.
A divine diva. Have a divine, be a divine diva for today. You know, just treat yourself with divinity and, you know, embrace your divinity and your light because it is peace and it will get you through the hard things and it'll keep your intuitive centers open to guide you. You know, intuition is survival now. You know, it's been that stuff, it's been all that, it's all that la. It isn't la la la, fluff, fluff, fluff. The Indians, the Native American guides that come in around people, and many people know that they're there and feel a connection to the Native American. They were the most intuitive, you know, their intuition was their survival for their food, for just everything that they did. So we're getting this back to that feeling, you know what I mean, of we need our intuition for our survival now. You know, we
yeah.
evolved as a species technically, but not spiritually. That was told to me once, and I don't know, a meditation or a reading it to me. Sometimes I get that I'm confused where I've heard it, or, you know, whether it was in my own meditation moment or, you know, giving it for someone else. But, yeah, and we have, and we haven't kept up with the spiritual, the reality of who we are, the real truth of our essence is our spirit. We haven't caught up with that. And we know the curiosity is there. You know, you just look at the movies out there. Everything is energy-based. I look at my son's cartoons. They're chanting, and they got, you know, third eyes on their forehead coming with pink or purple rays out of them. This is all subliminal. These children resonate to this because it's natural for them. And this is where we are. You know, we need to catch up to them maybe, you know. And it's kind of funny when you look at some of that stuff.
You're talking about that. We need to catch up. We need to catch up. We need to catch up, period. And there's some things that are really important in that with rest. And you know, you talk about this all the time, meditation.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I was just thinking that. You're reading my mind. Psychic moment, because I was just thinking, meditation is the way. It is, you know, there's so many misconceptions about meditation. We don't always have 20 minutes, an hour to meditate, but we have 30 seconds in the morning to go into a meditative state of, you know, intention, to clear the pathway vibrationally, to tell our soul, this is, you are important. You are my, you know, I'm with you here. We're together, or your spirit, whatever word you like to use. I know there's so many ways to put things out. And I think just be comfortable with your wording and be comfortable with how you pray and don't have to be formal. And, you know, I find like when I'm in a place where I'm really stuck, I'm very comfortable with the Our Father. And that prayer will raise your frequency when you pray it or the rosary. So you need to really do it in the way that makes you feel comfortable, or A Course in Miracles, you know, reading, you know, a book of inspiration. There's so many tools out there for us right in front of us right now, and that's the beauty of where we are, you know, because we miss the beauty.
You're talking about that's the beauty. You know, it is a beauty, and yet it's so difficult at times to see it that way. But there's an honesty that comes in that, you know, yes, you have a lot of gifts, and yes, you know, there's things that go on, but that's what we are all there for each other. You know, it's so important that we share in that. It's so important that we share in this task. And I don't know, task this, it's a journey that we're in together. And it's a beautiful thing when you can just actually say, hey, you know what? I need help with this. I need some help. What is it that I can do to make a difference? And that's the truth. That's where we start moving through things. You know, we have Beth, we have Anna, who's been so patiently waiting to talk to you on line 3. Do you mind taking a call?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, we're going to bring Anna in. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
All right.
Do you have a question?
Actually, I have pretty much a concern of myself because I've been with this guy for over a year and a half, but we've been separated for 6 months or so. But during our time apart, we're still seeing each other. But like a week or last weekend, I found out that he's already in a relationship with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just don't understand how that happened because, like, not too long ago, he told me, I still have feelings for you. I'm not right right now. I'm not right right now. And then all of a sudden, he has a girlfriend.
Right. Well, you know, you got to think of things. It was, while you were talking, I was seeing these red rose petals falling from, I felt, either a grandmother in spirit world, someone like that to you, someone maternal in the spirit world. And I felt like she was letting them fall on your lap. And as she was looking down and you looked up, so I don't know who you have up there, but I really felt this so strongly. And I felt like she was showing you that the rose petals on your lap, you could put them all in, you just started moving them in like a circle with your hands, and they started turning into a beautiful rose that in full bloom. So I felt that as you were talking, that the message was, and red is the flower, or the rose of love, and I felt like she's telling you that you need to pay attention to that you can do this because this is your hands doing this work, even though I don't like I don't want to use the word work. You can put this love together with yourself, with this faith. But, you know, human beings, you know, whatever you are, you will attract someone to you in life that you will learn, you can learn the most from the experience, not the person. Don't give the person the power. Okay, the relationship itself. And if for some reason you had signs that it wasn't in its highest place, you know what I mean, or expression, you know, because you were separated. And in that time, we can't control what another human being's going to do. We can't even begin to think. And if you're going to put all that energy, all your thought, all your emotional, all those eggs in that basket, you become more fragile. So when you nurture the relationship with yourself and who you are and your spirit, today I walk in divine love with myself and spirit as one, then you're going to draw someone to you that gives their spirit that energy and that nourishment. So you're more apt to draw someone who isn't going to make you feel like you were betrayed, you know? You would be more in tune with each other's, you know. I mean, you do that out of fear when you do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So look at it that, you know, what you've learned about yourself is the most important thing. You know, there's no future to read in something that is in an imbalanced state, because it's going to depend on the actions of each person, which would be their thoughts and feelings and how that's going to manifest and how it's going to come out. So, you know, if he's thinking one thing one day, you know, you're going to pick up on that maybe you'll be together if it's a day he's thinking of you. He probably does care for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
People can care for each other, and it still cannot work in a union, you know, situation. Mm-hmm. So you could take a lot of these factors and go, okay, here I am. But the most important thing is you can hold the rose in your hand and the love,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to bring someone to you in your life who does the same thing for themselves.
Because I just felt like everything came out of nowhere with me and him, because when we actually ended our relationship, it came out of nowhere because we were fine. Like, we weren't really arguing about anything. We were, you know, we were talking about everything, like, as much as, you know,
mm-hmm.
as much as we usually communicate, and out of nowhere, he's like, not himself.
One thing I've learned about relationships in readings is each person really does have what they'll share with people, and then they have their innermost places. And there's
mm-hmm.
always a corner we're not going to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just human nature, myself. You know, and mm-hmm. whether that's a person's fear or that they just have another soul that they're feeling connected to, or another human being,
mm-hmm.
it's both. You know, we can't really, but we'll never feel vulnerable or compromised if we're in the comfort of the relationship between our spirit and ourself. The answer will always
mm-hmm.
be the same. I really believe that. In channeling,
mm-hmm.
I've learned it, you know. When you are in that, when you nurture your spirit and yourself as one, you're going to heal this much faster, and you're going to start opening your magnetics to a spiritual, a human being, a spiritual being who walks in harmony with that as well. And until then,
okay.
you could draw people like this other person who might, you know, you don't want to keep a pattern going there. Or you
mm-hmm.
give your opportunity with him a chance to release what doesn't serve it, and you may find your way back together. But you got to
mm-hmm.
allow and have faith that if that's meant to be, it will be. In the meantime, you're nurturing you. You're holding your own red rose, giving yourself love every day. That's where you'll
mm-hmm.
heal.
Oh, wow. It's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really hard, Anna, because thinking about giving yourself something, it's not easy, you know, because there's so much that we naturally are very good at giving away. And I have this sense that this means that also, like, when you give that to yourself, your energies are going to expand, and there's going to be an understanding that happens in your situation. And
mm-hmm.
it's hard, but I have such a good feeling. There's a new thing for you, too. There's something new. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got a new job. That's the only new thing I could think of.
Awesome. So you think about the things for yourself, you know. Write down the affirmation, you know, today I walk in my, you know, divine union with myself and my spirit. And I just start your day with a smile and that attitude. Say it midday. If you start thinking about him, time how long you think about him. That's energy. You know, you can go
mm-hmm.
hours thinking about somebody. Your emotions go crazy because every time you think a thought, the emotional response will be to it. Is very real in your body, and you keep that
yeah.
going, and you create that magnetic, and that's why we don't move away, or
I try to keep myself busy and not think about him, but like out of nowhere, I'll think about him. Like I'm like thinking like, oh, why am I thinking about you right now? I'm doing this right now. I don't want to think about you right now.
Well, that's good. Put it on a shelf, place him on a shelf, and you know, smile a little bit and say, you know. Divine truth, divine acceptance, divine communication. That's a real good one when you're not communicating with someone in the way you wish you could. Divine acceptance, divine communication. You lift the vibration
mm-hmm.
of your level of acceptance and communicating even if you're not speaking with each other, that's a real good one to do, because you're always communicating mm-hmm. through energy fields. You know, sometimes when you feel him doing, it could be him thinking of you.
Mm-hmm.
And Anna, just try not to let your mind get in the way. You know, uh-huh. what my teacher tells me, my mind will drive. She says your mind will drive you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. And that's not a bad way. It's just saying that, you know, your mind gets in the way of your spirit, and it's about really feeling that vibration. I'm going to recommend that you really take the I think taking the time to call Beth for, I mean, she really has helped me a lot. And I know that there I have many just such faithful people that are listening that I really believe, like, my awareness and my intention and the knowledge that I have inside of myself and share with people. I mean, when I find someone that can really help me, I'm telling mm-hmm. you've got to get connect with her, because you will get this, all this gookiness that I call it gookiness that's going on inside of you will balance, if that makes sense. And it's okay. going to shift. And I'm going to, actually, Beth, why don't you give out your contact information?
Okay. It's, the website is innerlightteaching.com. And my number is, phone number to reach me is 315-521-2588. And yeah, innerlightteaching.com. There are meditations on there as well, that you can actually start doing some clear intention with, guide you right through it. You just go to the, click on the meditation corner, and the music will play. It's really pretty, and you can just start your day with the meditation, or tonight, just go. And if you have any questions or thoughts, just send me an email. You can do that right through the website, or you can email me at innerlightteaching444@gmail.com. So there's many ways to reach me. And I'm on your website, Kimmy. I'm on the side bar there as well. So thank you. And that's another way.
Thank you. Yes. And over at KimmyRose.com, you can go there. And Anna, I'm sending you a lot of peace. You're a good person. And you know something? Be good to yourself. Be good to yourself. Right. I mean, things are going to shift for you. They're going to shift. They already did. This is a big, huge
that red rose. You're putting the rose together. You.
All right.
And
thank you for your time, you guys.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. And we're actually gonna go to a break. And when we come back, we're gonna have more with interviews. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Stop smoking? Connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship. You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading, or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to KimmyRose.com to find out more information and how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people They are hand-picked from all over the world. Go to KimmyRose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and you're listening to Interviews on VBSRadio.com. Just want to give out just some important information. This weekend, I'm going to be at the Universal Light Expo in Columbus, Ohio. So if you want to come down and see me, I'll be doing readings, and I'm also going to be doing a gallery session that you can attend, and giving you messages from the other side. That's the Universal Light Expo in Columbus, Ohio. We have on with us, we have intuitive, I feel like just a spiritual avatar is a good way to express it. She's just been such a wonderful blessing in my life, helping me through some crazy times, and really, really giving from her heart. This is with us is medium, intuitive, and healer Beth Lynch. She from Inner Light Teachings. Her website's amazing. If you get a chance, you can go to innerlightteaching.com, and or you can also go over to KimmyRose.com. And if you want to get a hold of her for a reading, you want to take one of her classes. She's just, and I'll tell you what, if you get a chance to do the healing and the reading, what I experienced was, I can tell you, we were on Skype. She started working on me. I was totally out. Like, she took me somewhere that I can honestly say was such a sacred space. And then she channeled information that I know for sure. She said the name Sharon. Who's Sharon? Well, my Aunt Sharon passed away, and the messages that she was giving me are messages that I know came directly from her. So she's for real. She is absolutely for real. You have to call her and get a reading, really, really connect with her, because I'll tell you what, she's made, like when I say a difference in my life, such an amazing difference in my life. And she's got, we've been talking about raising vibration, how to raise your vibration. I'm going to give the number out. It's 315-521-2588. That's the number to get a hold of you, right, Beth?
Yes. Thank you.
So, yeah, I've got that number well. and it tells everybody, I'm telling you, she helps me. She helps me every day, and always really, I just can't thank you enough for all you do. And we have so many people that call in that are part of the show. I do two shows a week, and I just want to thank all the listeners out there. We have Nicole from Ohio on, we have a couple people. I'm sorry. Karen from New York. We're going to take her first on line two, who has a question for you, Beth.
Okay.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Beth. This
Hi,
is Karen from New York. I'm just calling. I have a few questions. Do you see me getting a job?
Well, let's raise the frequency of your question, and let's start saying, for yourself, you could start saying, I am open to the divine opportunities to create my abundance from my heart's desire. Because you don't want to just get a job. You might have had some divine intervention or divine protection from that. Because with that thought, you are now going to just either, you're going to just bring into you something that may not be as fulfilling or allow you to create the abundance that you really deserve. So why don't you start with that on a daily basis, and then let's kind of see what I can feel that might have been, You have your arm up like an arm's length away.
Uh-huh.
So I feel that you might be contradicting the energy a little bit, and maybe that's that, like, am I going to get a job? Kind of does that, maybe. You know, to me, it almost feels like it does. You don't want just anything. You need to shift. Yes, of course you're going to. There is always something out there for someone to do, to create. Okay? And that's the way that you have to start looking at it. Do you know what you're looking for, or are you walking around in a fog, like, not quite sure what you even want? That creates another level.
Walking around
in the fog. It's all right. There's a lot of you. You're speaking for a lot of people. And I think if you start putting it out clearly, when as a medium, we are very sensitive to thoughts and feelings and the patterns around people and what they're creating in their life. And from a higher perception, the question is, it's like, am I ever going to get married? Well, do you be careful what you ask for. Because if you walk around wondering if you're ever going to get married, you're going to draw somebody who's just worried about getting married themselves instead of being with a partner that allows them to express their divine light and divine expression. Use the word divine to bring the frequency up of what you're wanting in your life. Use the law of attraction. Don't just throw I don't know why to say this to you, but I feel, don't just throw a fishing pole out there and see what you catch. Does somebody like to fish around you that's in the spirit world? Because I really take my symbols very seriously, that the spirit world is around you, and that's why it's coming in that way. Did you have someone over there who liked to fish?
Not that I know of.
Okay. I just feel like this fishing pole went flying out, and you're just like, is it going to get any, am I going to catch anything out there? That's not the way you want to do it. You want to set a clear intention. Because then you're going to put it into motion probably when 3 weeks feels very significant.
Okay.
Spicy. What's spicy around you?
Spicy is my daughter.
Is she spicy? How does that?
Oh, she's Pisces, the water sign.
Oh, Pisces. Oh, that's interesting.
She's spicy, too, if she's a Pisces. I will say that. I love Pisces. I mean, okay, wait, no. I can't say love all the time because sometimes Pisces can be very trying, but they're very, very straightforward with a lot of things, you know?
They are.
You know?
I feel spicy. What was that, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, and then I'll ask you my next question.
I just feel like I got somebody who has a lot of spices in front of me, like in the spirit world, a grandmother, something like that, something with spices all in front of me.
Spices. That would be my mother.
And she's crossed?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And it's all her spices are in front of me, like this, you know, I can see them. So good. Well, I'm glad she's around you. I feel like she tells you not to stop pulling your hair out and stop worrying so much. She's telling you that. You're pulling your hair out. You need to stop.
Mm-hmm. True. And one more question. What intention can I throw out about selling my house that's on the market?
I would say that I would visualize a sold sign out front and handing over the key, smiling. And I feel a woman who will be definitely looking at your house taking it very seriously. I don't know. Do you have a large home?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know why I just feel this woman, like, very independent and on her own coming in and looking at your home and wanting it. But I don't know why someone, you know, I don't know how many bedrooms. Maybe she has kids that will come and visit. I just feel a very solitary, very independent businesswoman coming in and looking at your home soon. Need to let go, though. You got attachments to it. It's very sticky, like a frog. You know, when you see the legs stick, you need to release all energy that doesn't serve you, connect it to the home, and allow it to be blessed and set on its way.
Okay.
I'm actually trying to sell mine, too. I just keep saying divine synchronicity. So I have the divine synchronicity. Allow the acceptance of the higher time to be in motion for yourself. That helps, too.
I think that that's so, so important that you trust that. And, you know, the only way to trust it is to really see that it makes a difference, if that makes sense, that you can truly, truly, truly
take this step and things can change and they can shift. And it's just a matter of just doing it. You know, that easy, just doing it. So God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Karen. You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
And if anybody is just tuning in, you're listening to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and we have on the line, I'm gonna make the commercials very, I'm not doing a lot tonight because I want everyone to get to really connect with everything that Beth has to share. Beth Lynch, she's an amazing teacher. We've got Nicole, who's been patiently waiting to talk to you, Beth. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. She there?
Hi, Nicole. Are you there?
No, I think we lost her.
I think that maybe, you know, and I have a sense that she might be there, but I want to ask another, we got another question until she gets back and gets here, because I know she's on hold. We're talking about, you and I have talked many times on the air about people feeling like they're really off balance. Mm-hmm. And they're like going in different directions, and this need, like as soon as they do it, the first thing they want to turn to is medication. Mm-hmm. For balance. And you talked to me about flatlining, how people flatline when they get on medication. And you know, that's a big thing for me, is I want to feel, I don't want to, you know, numb my emotions by getting on these antidepressants and, you know, and making anything any worse. And I was wondering if you could share a little bit about that. Tell when you talk about flatlining and the importance of feeling and experiencing.
Right. Did you want me to discuss about the medication?
Yes.
That I've been shown? Yeah, what I've been shown from the spirit world, and it's been happening over a period of 8 years, is when I would see a flat line, like we would see on the heart scan thing, and a Picasso face, it would be that I would say then that I have someone who had probably taken their own life and medication on some level, anti-something, was involved, or even as far down as Ritalin. And up, you know, all the different, you know, altering of, you know, the emotions, suppressing of emotions, not like making you feel the lows. And so anyways, over a period of years, I was very scared about that information, but it always was right, for lack of a better word. And so I began to ask Spirit to please tell me to understand what these visions meant. Why a flat line? Why a Picasso? And the flat line they show me is what happens when they become kind of a numb or a zombie, where they're no longer in feeling of the emotion. And just above the flat line will be our natural ability to cope with anything in the human experience that exists. Okay, anything, any emotional shock, trauma, anything you're going to go through. As a human spiritual being, we are wired to handle it. What we've done through medication and, you know, even vices, you know, it starts with recreational, you know, and it's just where we've evolved it. Now we've legalized our ability to numb, you know, and not feel and suppress emotion. And so underneath the flat line is the inability to cope. And underneath that flat line, what continues to go down in vibration is, this is all frequency, so let me say that. And under the flat line, the lowest of frequency, which they would tell me, this is not something I say, this is what the spirit world has told me, and I do believe it, so I am saying it at this point, but is like probably you're schizophrenic, and you know, you come up a little to manic depressive, bipolar, and then you come into your flat line, and then natural ability to cope, you know, different levels of being able to cope, and then your highest frequency being God. And this is the scale that they show me, okay? And when someone is flatlined, it means that they are now in a frequency of just existing. You are in existence. You may not feel as low but you are not going to feel as high. You are not going to go into your natural ability to be happy, to be very happy, to see the beauty of things. And it's so interesting that you bring this up, because today I sat with a couple. I don't even know if they're listening, but when I was talking to them both as a couple, and they were there for more professional, for business reasons, and for a reading, consulting, I saw a Picasso and a flatline right between them. And
wow.
It ended up being, and I looked at the gentleman, and I said, you're on some medication, aren't you? Will you agree with this on me, or tell me if I'm wrong? And he said, no, I am, and I have been. She ended up telling me that she was on it, too, for 9 years. So right in the middle, I had the Picasso and the flatline. It was amazing. They left in a different vibration, and I humbly say that. It's through meditation and intention and in channeling. It is a verbal healing. So we went through a lot, but I was so... it's coming waves of people. I mean, 8 to 10 a week sometimes. Okay? Wanting to find... Why am I not happy? Why can't I, or, you know, I hurt, or I helped maybe someone else? And is it me? I think there's so many people out there really who can help, and I just know that I'm getting this information from the spirit world. It comes because they want us to know what is going on with what we're doing in the suppression of emotion. It's like the law of attraction. Bend it all you want. You cannot break how this is going to work. And if you're going to suppress energy and emotion, it is going to have to express itself in some way, shape, or form, and it's going to. And the acceleration that we're facing right now is why people are hitting that, you know, boom, boom, you know, that slap in the face or that shock or that, like, calamity that you call it. Because what isn't serving you needs to get out. And it's
emotional. Oh, my gosh.
And
yes.
Sometimes it's big stuff. You know, sometimes... it is abuse as a child, you know. Sometimes it's a relationship you're in or haven't healed from. Sometimes it's oh my God, the things that are out there.
A lot.
And
they speak to you, and they want to come to the surface. And the only way that they can come to surface is. I just got this feeling is to, you know, don't let it flatline. Just have to just let yourself. My uncle said to me, when was it that you hugged a tree?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm laughing because I went, you know, I love hugging trees and I need to go hug the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny. It's like I did it, and it was such a good feeling. And I thought, wow, here's something that God just gives us right in front of our, you know, just right there, mm-hmm. right in front of our whole entire, you know, being. And we don't always embrace those things.
Mm-mm.
So
grounding. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's the gift that you have. And I want to make sure, because we only have a couple of minutes left in the show, I want to make sure everybody knows how to get a hold of you. And I know I've got all your information, but coming from your voice and your energy would be so much better if you want to share any events you have coming up, Beth.
Oh, okay.
And your blog. Don't forget about your blog.
Yes, and on innerlightteaching.com, and there is an article under thoughts about that, the anti and, you know, just understanding maybe what you may be feeling or people may be feeling as they're listening. And, you know, to know that it is a delicate, sensitive situation, and I respect the reason for people that are on it. But if they understood it more, I think that they would see their natural ability to cope is there with help of their doctors. It definitely has to be followed up in that level. So just to read it, send any questions you have. It's innerlightteaching.com. Or innerlight444@gmail.com if you want to email me. Phone number is 315-521-2588. And I do have a show that I do every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. till to noon, and that is on healthbeatradio.com. And it's just an hour of inspiration, meditation, and each week is a theme. So I don't know if anyone wants to tune into that. And Kimmy, I want to have you on my show.
I would love that.
We're going to be going live in November, so we'll definitely have to have you on. I would love to have you on and reach and touch people that will be tuning into healthbeatradio.com. And what else? I'll be in Rochester, New York at the Dome on October 23rd and 24th. We have a very big metaphysical show. Oh, my gosh, I can't remember the name of it. But it's at the Dome in Rochester, New York, October 23rd and 24th, all day long. Beautiful, vendor, the whole thing. I won't be doing readings, but I will be doing meditations from my book, Journey to Light, which is also available on my website through download MP3, ebook, or hard copy. So that is all on my website as well. And I thank you, Kimmy, for having me on, and I enjoy it so much in our talks, and I learn when I give to you as well, and I thank you for your trust and faith in the services that I can give and the channelings. So I thank you.
You're
very much.
Gonna make me cry. Thank you, because you really are a light in this world. And I'm gonna give out your website one more time at innerlightteaching.com. You can Beth Lynch. You can also go over to KimmyRose.com. You can reach Beth. I mean, I so much. She's helped me so much. I've got her right on the website. Highly recommend that you speak to her for a reading. And also, just want to remind everyone, this weekend at the Universal Light Expo, I will be there in Columbus, Ohio. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone. And Beth, thank you. Bless you. Thank you so much
thank
for joining
you. Take
me.
Care. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you. Yes, we will. And everyone, bless everyone. Have a wonderful week. And thanks for listening to Interviews.